It's 3 o'clock. We just wanted to keep our new councillors in suspense for a little while, their first council meeting, so welcome new councillors. So meeting 11th of October 2022. So safety announcement, evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to chambers. In an emergency, alarm will sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. I declare this meeting open at 3 p.m. Attendance and apologies. Apologies from Councillor Michael Kelly at this stage. He may get here, but at the moment he's at a meeting. At a funeral. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitur and Panahia past peoples and the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today. And I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders people here today. Council formally acknowledge the declaration of office made by myself, Wayne Johnson as Mayor and Councillor, Stephanie Cameron as Deputy Mayor and Councillor, and Councillors Lockie Dornoff, Michael Kelly, Kevin House, Barry Lee, Anne-Marie Loader and John Temple at our ceremony at Westbury Town Hall on Wednesday the 2nd of November 2022. Council also acknowledged the declaration of office by Councillor Ben Dubman separately on Saturday the 5th of November 2022. So welcome to new and returning councillors. Congratulations and well done. So, confirmation of minutes. There was only four of the original councillors were here at the last meeting. Having said that, most of the elected members were sitting in the gallery. So I'm going to ask for a mover and a seconder for the minutes, please. Councillor Cameron. And a seconder, please. Councillor Temple, thank you. Any comments about the...
Can I just ask that there's a clarification of that slight change we spoke about, please?
You can. So through you, Jackie, please.
So just advising the meeting, there's been some correspondence out of session regarding this. There is a reference on page 22 of the October ordinary minutes where condition 6 refers to, or in the original agenda report referred to a condition 3 that has been identified as administrative error. Condition 3 has nothing to do with easements. So that portion of the minutes was corrected and it now makes reference to condition 4. That is how the permit was issued and that is the correct reference. You will see that on that page condition 4 relates to easements. So just noting that prior to voting on confirmation of minutes that you need to satisfy yourself that that is the intent of the meeting.
Thanks. Okay, Councillor Temple is second of the motion. Anything to add?
Nothing great, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Councillor Cameron?
Thank you.
If not, I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hands.
Aye.
Against? No vote. Councillor House?
I wasn't here then. Can I vote in the affirmative then?
Well, you weren't here, so no. If you weren't here, that's fine. Thank you.
Yep. Is that an abstention?
Yes. It's got to be.
Yep.
Declarations of interest?
Neil.
Councillor Temple?
Yes. If I could just say, concerning the planning matter we have today, my brother-in-law and his family are landholders within that zone. I've considered the matter and my whatever decisions I'll be, or however I decide to vote, won't be influenced by that, as I'm working in the interests of all landholders equally. I think that's the best way to put it. So I don't consider it a conflict of interest.
Okay.
I'd suggest, Councillor, that you do declare a conflict of interest because of brother-in-law relationships there.
My wife and I are separated, have been for 10 years, so...
Then I will leave that up to you, Councillor Temple. I don't know which way to advise it. You've brought it to our attention. I don't know. The GM's advising that you probably have got it.
He probably wasn't aware of that later fact that I just mentioned.
Through to you, Mr. Mayor. My advice, councillor, is to, if in doubt, declare formally a conflict of interest to avoid.
Well, I don't consider that I'm in doubt.
Yep, that's okay.
Thank you.
This is a matter of record.
Thanks, councillor. No other declarations of interest? Okay. So you've got the council workshop report, which basically October workshop was cancelled due to the election process. You have the mayor and council reports, which are in the meeting.
Yes, that has been changed. I will display that.
So there's some changes to the mayor and council's reports.
Just the word.
Just the words. Delete Australia in front of the Prime Minister and delete Tasmanian Premier. That's correct?
It's correct.
Adopt the official title.
Adopt the official titles. Okay, thank you.
On the screen.
I attended the
19th of October. Yes. Not as a councillor, though. No. Councillor Lockie. Councillor Dorn. next time.
The calendar.
It was really fun to meet all that.
Give you that one.
Petitions?
Nil.
Community representations?
Nil.
So on community representations, if you have anything you're passionate about and you'd like to discuss making an address to council within these chambers, reach out to the Office of General Manager or get in touch with myself on that one. Public question time. There were no questions taken on notice from October. We had no questions with notice.
Did get one late one without, which is on screen.
Which is on the screen, sorry. Dino has replied to that. Okay, that's something for us councillors to consider in the next Capital Works project. Thank you. Sorry, bear with me. Yep. So we'll head into public question time. I'll call for anybody to come forward with a question. I'll ask you to give your name, please, and whereabouts you live, and you've got 3 minutes to ask a question. So if there's anybody who needs to or wants to do that, please come forward.
This is not with regard to the...
No, this is just public question time.
I guess I've just found out recently that Westbury is expected to celebrate its 200-year anniversary next year. My question is, what plans does council have to help celebrate or celebrate this?
Thanks, Annette. We'll have to take that on notice and get back to you on that one. GM?
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Council's aware of it, and I know the community wellbeing team are starting to look at that. For some time, we've had a couple of ideas expressed with the newly elected council. We'll move forward with some advanced planning around that. It's not that far away.
Thank you. Any other questions from gallery? Take that as no. Oh, talk about mobile microphones, sorry. All right, no questions in. Last chance. Gone. Thanks for that question. Moving on to council question time. There's this month's council questions with notice, there were nil. This month's councillor questions without notice, there were nil. Councillor Temple, with your microphone, please, Councillor.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. What was my usual question in the last couple of years? Is there any update on any proposed prison?
Not from myself, John, from GM.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm happy to say yes for a change. On the 25th of October, myself and the Director of Community Wellbeing met with Michelle Foster and representative from a consultancy firm to talk about the social impact study for the proposed site at Ashley. Our feedback was that they ought to consider feedback from the previous social impact studies from the community and have regard to that, and also the views expressed at the public meeting held at Deloraine. We emphasised early consultation was important, consideration of the broader infrastructure impacts, the potential use of the retired Ashley facility in terms of the existing buildings and so forth, labour market both during construction and also post-construction and the operation of it, and how low-risk business may be rehabilitated and used for community benefit purposes as part of that process. We also highlighted the concerns expressed in the community around potential rehabilitation models and the broader agenda around prisons and how those alternatives might be factored in. My understanding is that they'll move forward with finalising the scope and design of the impact assessment studies and form, I guess, a formal consultation process around affected stakeholders. We've emphasised that the immediate neighbours of Ashley site need to be involved in that, and we're expecting them to come back with a formalised process to the community at some point. At this stage, I understand it's the preliminary scoping of that study as opposed to anything concrete. And they did indicate that one of the learnings from the last time was to release components of the study as they go, opposed to wait till the end. So my sense of it is that they are listening and learning from the previous exercise. So, yeah. So I don't have any timeframes on that, Councillor, in terms of their work, but that's the meeting we had. Yeah.
A follow-up question, if I may, Mr. Mayor, on the same subject. Has the government said that this is the only site they're contemplating at this time in the Meander Valley, or are they still somewhere contemplating other locations?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'm not aware of any statement by the Tasmanian government either for or against that proposition. Yep.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Bader.
We all received an email to the councillor inbox about the rollout of BOGO bins in Carrick. What's happening with that?
Dina, Director, come and have a seat.
I got one. You have that one.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. Last year, Council determined to roll out FOGO services to Prospect Vale, Hadsmond, Travellers Rest, and that listed into the municipality. At that point in time, there were some discussions with Council about, you know, how far should that FOGO service be extended. At that point, it wasn't considered that, I guess, areas west of Hadsmond were sort of viable, or at that point in time, the interest wasn't as strong as at the eastern end of the municipality. So in terms of Carrick coming online in the future, it's really a question for council in, around level of service and what the cost would be of that level of service, not only for the contract collection, but also around having different different service delivery models across the municipality, which adds cost and complexity. So it's really a question for council. One step in the future may be to survey Carrick residents and just gauge how many of that community are interested in that sort of service and go from there.
May I ask it?
So what were the residents of Prospect Vale surveyed? They were?
Through you, Mr Mayor, no, they weren't.
Thank you. Thank you. Any other questions, councillors? Take that as no. Thank you. Moving on. So planning matters, council acts as a planning authority under Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993. Following applies to all planning authority reports. Council will now assume its role as a planning authority. Our first one is Planning Authority 310 to 744 Burley Road and Burley Road, Westbury. We have some speakers before we move into that particular item. So I'll ask for Aaron to come forward, Aaron Reader. Same rules apply, Aaron. You've got 3 minutes to address council. Welcome.
Thank you. Obviously, congratulations to the elected members for being elected or re-elected. So well done to the precinct. In relation to this, my wife and I live at 61 Burley Road. We don't obviously have a direct planning application on our property directly, but as of yet, we've had no notification from State Road nor Pitt Sherry in relation to anything that's been happening on Burley Road. So we've had no written correspondence and no phone correspondence from anyone. The only genuine notification that we've got is actually the planning application from the Meowmerella Council. Obviously, Burley Road, obviously we're all in support, my family are in support of the upgrade of Burley Road. I want to make that very clear that road needs a lot of work, especially given that they want to run heavy vehicles through there and it's considered part of the freight route. That road is obviously, at this stage, extremely dangerous and not suitable for traffic. So we're all aware of that. We all want it to change. Our driveway, in particular, is probably one of the most dangerous entrances on and off Burley Road. So for us, when we first moved there in 2013 to get our planning application done in 2017, we had a traffic management report done. There were stipulations put on our entrance, number of vehicles in and out because of the amount of traffic that was already on Burley Road. It was considered excessive, and heavy vehicles were excessive on the part of that road. And we were also had to pay for the installation of concealed entrance signs. So we're concerned that obviously all of those things, for us, we are in charge of making sure those signs stay there, and if there's any damage or anything comes along, we have to pay for it. And at this stage, like I said, we've had no contact with anyone as to what's going to happen with our entrance or anything else around it. Those signs. Obviously, because we haven't had any correspondence, I'm concerned about managing the risks of our business that we run out of there, our mining operations, but obviously my family members going in and out of there. So given so far with what's going on, we're just concerned that we won't have any other side of it other than today, unless there's other planning applications put in, hence what I'm standing here. Up until now, I have had concerns with also with the surveyors themselves through Pitt and Sherry with biosecurity. They have been farm hopping with my neighbours. Now, obviously, directly, we haven't had anyone on our property because of our limited access to the road. But again, my risk management depends on my neighbours doing the right thing as far as biosecurity is concerned. And therefore, I have to trust that my neighbours are doing the right thing and following the right protocols to keep my property safe. And when I hear that people are just coming on and off with no notification, no phone calls, no correspondence, no, I think, and then just going farm to farm on the day, basically walking through people's farms. It doesn't leave them much confidence in managing the risk of my business. Obviously, the other concern we have from our point of view is obviously we mentioned the prison and the previous prison site. The fencing on Rushy Rivulet Reserve, which was supposed to be done some time ago, still won't be done, and with the planning application on Porico, that will be re-fenced. that wildlife corridor would now allow for animals to go through that on the road and not be able to get off on the other side. So that's going to increase the roadkill situation. There's been no thought process put into having a animal underpass or anything else put in on that road. So that way, that's my outlook so at this stage. Obviously, rapidly relevant as far as planning applications makes it a bit harder when you haven't any information. So, thank you very much.
Thanks, Aaron. Marilyn Swan.
Two quick points of law and one overriding point, if you don't mind. Most particularly, the first point of law regarding fencing of 3 metres outside the existing road reserve boundary. You will have heard evidence from a number of people that they're having up to 8 metres on each side of the road acquired. The point being, of course, that is acquired and then fenced in as part of the new road reserve. As you all see, fencing is a roadwork under the planning scheme. And while those properties are not being put forward, that is planning applications. I would consider that you cannot provide tacit approval for those. Tacit approval for those for that roadwork to continue. Secondly, I understand. In relation to the three properties in question, you're missing key documentation under section 52.1c. I believe a declaration is required that the proponent has informed the owner of the land, and it also involves consent from the landowner. That's missing. In my opinion, that will clearly make the application invalid, and you can be continuing with it today. Generally speaking, urge councillors very strongly to use their first meeting to set high standards for planning applications going forward, to make it clear that close enough isn't good enough, and that all law needs to be followed to the letter. So I'll just ask that as a resident looking at the council. Finally, the border matter. Beverley Road is obviously a large issue. If you're not aware of how big an issue, a petition went up to State Parliament a week and a half ago outlining many of the key issues with the road, ranging from noise to safety. Perhaps one of the key issues for myself and my family is that us and many others on the road purchased our business, our home, our land on a road where it was a rural road. Since then, with no consideration for noise, no consideration for our business, no compensation whatsoever, we've now been told you have a freight wood going 10 metres outside your bedroom. So obviously this isn't just. Obviously we would ask the council to use your advocacy role to stand up on behalf of the people of that road route to negotiate a good outcome between the residents and the Department of State Growth. For decades, the residents have been putting up suggestions to the Department of State Growth to improve their safety, to improve their amenity. Today we have received, unanimously, we have received nothing but silence. We've been stonewalled. We have, and I'm paraphrasing here, essentially been told by the department that we are not important, your safety is not important, freight means mortals. So again, I would ask very firmly that the council take up that role as an advocate on our behalf. There is a little bit of the cynic in me, which is expecting someone to pop up and say, well, why should council get involved? This is a state growth matter, it's not our issue. Why should we bother? To put it very simply, if the issue continues to go the way that it's going, we will end up in court. There's absolutely no doubt about it. I have hired lawyers, I'm a qualified lawyer myself. I'm fairly confident of our success. The key point being, win or lose, a court case will be public, it will be messy, it will involve expert after expert after expert after expert outlining how poor the road is, how ridiculous it is to send BWs down in this upgraded fashion. And any marketing benefit the council may consider they get from Beryl Eva Road being a BW route, I can promise you, will be eliminated as soon as we take it to court. Thank you.
Thanks, Madeline. My apologies for not getting your name right correct. Alexander Gorman.
Hi, Alex Gorman, been a small farm on Birrawley Road. Spent 25 years in the transport industry. And 2012 state growth said it would cost $80 million to fix Birrawley Road. They've now allocated $15 million. 2012, they said it would cost $80 million to meet lean vehicle standards. They then approved it anyway. Road doesn't meet national standards for 100 kilometres an hour, doesn't meet national standards for BW. We all want the road fixed. What we are getting from state growth is nothing. I found out about the road upgrade by people walking through my paddock. The behaviour of state growth, well, in the words of a current sitting Tasmanian member of government, state growth will do as they like until they hold to account by the community. It is this council's hopeful opportunity to hold them to account instead of the Beryl Eva Road residents. 8 requests for speed limit reduction have gone nowhere. Like I said, we all want the road fixed. They're cutting corners, and the shoddy application they've submitted is a clear indication of what they care for the residents.
Thank you. No other speakers on the subject?
Yes.
Sorry? Yes? Yep.
I'm going to read, if that's okay, Mr. Mayor. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. So my name's Leanne Barber. I live at 805 Birrawley Road. And this morning I rang Mr. Rebell and asked if I could speak. Glasses. Hopefully I'll get this out in 3 minutes. Thank you for your time this afternoon. I would like to apologise to my husband, who was unable to attend his scenes of work today. I would like to reply to the Department of State Growth's response to my representation, listed as item 11 and 12 on page 72 and 73. There are other things, but these are more important ones. Item 11 regarding the airstrip on our property at 805 Birrawley Road. The item reads, the proposed works will result in the removal of blackwood trees along Somerville property. This now acts as a visual reference for plans that land on the strip on 805 Birrawley Road. Who is required to pay for the aerial market balls on the electricity wires? The unedited version of the question that I sent in my reputation was, we have an airfield on our property, reference Westbury Crofton Farm, YCRF, and have grave concerns about the removal of the blackwood trees on Somerville, 744 Birrawley Road, the southern end of our estuary. There are power lines running alongside Birrawley Road, and the blackwood trees act as a visual aid when aircraft are making their approach to land and take off. There is no reference in the planning application regarding any mitigation of any accidents. How is state growth going to address that concern? And I have attached in our representation details on our airstrip. The project advice reply was, the trees in question and the airstrip are located on two separate properties with different owners. It remains the individual's responsibility of the airstrip to provide and maintain infrastructure required for safe operation. It is noted that the airstrip in question is not a CASA certified aerodrome. As the airstrip operator, we do provide and maintain the airstrip. We have approximately a 70 metre buffer at the end near Birrawley Road, and surely then within the scope of works on the upgrade to the utilities on Birrawley Road, where the trees and visual barrier are to be removed, state growth must have some responsibility for the safety of all. And to the point raised that it's not a CASA certified aerodrome, CASA certifies RPT, regular public transport aerodromes. Crofton Farm Airfield, YCRF, is a private airfield listed in AIP, the Aeronautical Information Package. Crofton Farm Airfield YCR, is listed in the IRSA, which stands for En Route to Supplement Australia. IRSA is a publication which contains information vital for planning a flight or for a pilot while he's in flight. It includes pictorial representation of all licensed aerodromes and is amended every 4 weeks. The point of my listing the airfield was one of our concerns in the planning application is that the blackwood trees on Somerville tagged for removal are part of a visual barrier for the power lines when aircraft approach and take off. In the case of an emergency landing, which we have had one in the past, and where the airfield is safe to do so, planes will land. The blackwood trees add an added level of safety for the pilots, the aircraft, the passengers and the road users, neighbours and other property owners in the event of an accident. My question is, what relevance is the airfield not being a CASA certified aerodrome? Is that indicating that the people are less important and do not require any additional safety measures when it's quite simply possible to do so? If the PDF document on Crofton Farm Airfield that I attached in my representation had been included, it may have assisted with the authenticity of the airfield. Item 12, listed as surveyors trespassed on our property to carry out works without notification. We have not had any response to our request for surveyors, SWIMS, which stands for Safe Work Method Statement and Biosecurity Plan. When they are transversing from one property to another by simply jumping over a fence. The unedited version of this, which is what I sent in, the project is a planning stage and the communication with Pitt and Sherry is seriously lacking. We do not know exactly how much land they're taking, if or what there is any loss of compensation will be paid, and as well as there are many other questions that remain unanswered. Surveyors have trespassed on our land to carry out works without notification. We have no written response for our request for a SWIMS or a biosecurity plan in traversing from one property to another. The request for the SWIMS and biosecurity plan were made in a phone conversation on the 5th of the 8th, 2022, with Mr. Campbell, Walker and Pitt and Sherry. Mr. Walker rang me in reply to a phone call which I had made to the surveyors the day before, on Thursday the 4th, when I found them on the property at 2:30 and their survey agreement. He was suffering with the effects of COVID, with short breath, wheezing, and apologised profusely. He obviously had not recalled all of the conversation due to his illness. I spoke to him about swings, insurances, as we operate a business as well, and the biosecurity, which included foot and mouth disease, along with other biosecurity risks and hazards like weeds and spread of disease. I asked then on the phone for a copy of the swings, insurances, and the biosecurity plan. At the time of writing my representation, I had not received any of these, but I've noticed in an email from Mr. Walker on the 27th of October that he had read our representations, so I was aware that I am still awaiting these documents and I still don't have them to this day. Also something to note is that when we first received from Pitt and Sherry a form to give written permission, that was many months ago, whether we approved or denied access to our property, we sent back that we denied because we didn't have enough information and detail at the time. Mr. Walker informed me on the phone during that phone call, while he was looking on his computer, that he had no record of us allowing entry or denying. I was at home the day that they were there, with the gate open and no one approached or came into my property. I also do not understand another point that was brought up in an email from Mr. Walker, also on the 27th, where it reads, "The extent of the road development will not encroach the full distance highlighted in blue onto your land. The additional shaded area, up to 5 metres, is required by state road to allow maintenance and repair the new road." So is this the road reserve or is this on our property? I don't know. It's unclear. I have a photograph of what I'm talking about if someone would like to clarify it for me. I understand and welcome the new and safe Beerloo Road, but what is being proposed is not fit for purpose, not that we've been promised all these years, and the bridges and the access to the property is concerning greatly. I understand that a lot of the issues that are listed in my presentation fall outside council and the planning scheme, but as a ratepayer and a person that uses the Beerloo Road daily, I saw it as an opportunity to raise other issues and bring light on the other concerns that may affect the greater community and all road users. This council represents our community, needs to be aware of other issues outside planning. If we don't speak up, who would? Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. You didn't fit into 3 minutes. It was 7.5. So that's all right. No, you've got to get these things out, so that's fine. Okay, now the speakers on this subject. Sure.
Thank you very much. I'm all the public speakers, so bear with me.
Name, please. Your name?
Oh, Saskia. 615 Greeley Road.
Yeah.
Oh, my eyes here, open moments. Sorry. Thank you for your time. I'm here at 615. I'm disappointed to find out through these notes that SeaProx has replied to council to all of our representations, but to date I have not heard from them or received a reply from council. I would like to invite you all to drive down the road if you haven't done so and really take note, for example, of Brushy River Bridge. It's near my property. There's a very wide bridge coming from Westbury to go over the bridge, which is a big place to be perfect and coming. On the right hand side is a wide bridge, unused, but instead in the wisdom, I'm sorry if it sounds suggestive, the remnant vegetation of my property is proposed to be cleared. Not to mention in this could be the likelihood of my dam. The remnant vegetation is noted in the net values atlas as threatened community. I thought it stood for something. There's many saplings and so many birds that are in the strip of bush. Yet this appears that the natural values atlas appears to be of no matter. But the wide birds unused stretch on the opposite side is still simply left unused. So come here to drive by, take the maps with you, because a map with lines drawn over it will look completely different than what the road actually is and how it drives. Beverly Road was meant to be upgraded years ago, and the funds, I think, were ready then, like we're talking decades. I was told that to move the road away from my dam, which would really make sense, to move the road from my dam is simply not in the scope of the project and in the budget. That's incomplete. Please come and have a drive out for the rest of what the other speakers have said. I completely agree with that. But you've got no idea what it's like to be pushed on with something like this. It's not right. This road is not meant to have coops and pigs or trucks on it. I don't need to listen. I'm not just saying Europe again, but to listen to all the road noise. That's not why I came and live in Westbury. Do what you can, because that's why you're sitting in the seats that you occupy. Congratulations, by the way, but please do what you can. Thank you.
Thank you. No other speakers on this subject? Nope, okay. Okay, councillors. I'll ask for a mover and then a seconder for this motion, please. Councillor Cameron as a mover, thank you. Seconder?
I'll second.
Councillor Lee, thank you. Councillor Cameron as a mover of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. So I've been running some notes, and I do this all the time because I can never read my writing, but I really do want to thank you all for coming along and taking the time to speak with us. This is sort of a bit of a different application in one sense, and to see that there's 10 representations that have come through indicates that there's a lot of angst, I guess, in the community about it. The thing with planning, and it literally does our head in because... we sit here and we feel and understand everything that you're saying, but as council, as a planning authority, we need to assess application that's here. And what I'm hearing from the conversations that you've just had and what you've been saying is you're not getting the answers that you need and you deserve. And council's role in that really is to advocate for better consultation for you. It's pretty disappointing to hear some of the things. I mean, if I've got to asking for a speed limit reduction twice I probably would have come to council. So please, talk to us often. They're the sort of things that we can help advocate for. As it sits with this application that's in front of us, I just thank Leanne and Matthew for their work on it, and I will be supporting it, but I will also be supporting getting some information for you because you very much deserve it.
Councillor Cameron, Councillor Lee is the second of the motion. I ask you to, use your microphone. Thanks, Councillor.
Yes, I'd just like to acknowledge the work that the property owners have put into this project to make us aware of the safety issues, the amount of traffic and so on. I've had a brother-in-law that resides at 784 Burley Road. I know the road well. I've driven in all hours of the day with stop, and I will support further improvements to the road. Today we're looking at these three parcels of land, and I will be supporting the approval of those. Thank you.
Councillor Lee, open up councillors for discussion. Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. As you're aware, I propose moving a motion when we get back to an ordinary council meeting in this regard to this. But and when I came in, I thought that I would be probably supporting this, but now I'm undecided. And the issues I'd really like to understand is, has the government gone the right way about this? We've heard that there may be some inadequacies in how they put this together, and I'd like if our planners can tell us if everything is in perfect alignment, or the council, or that the government has made some missteps in this process.
That's a very broad question you're asking, Councillor Temple. Would you like to narrow that down at all for the planners?
Well, it just concerns the process. Is there anything that has been left to chance or not done appropriately or not done in the right order?
Okay. Question to the planners then. That's a very broad question.
Through you, Mr Mayor. The application that we have been dealing with today is only to do with the three portions of land. We can only deal with the application we have. As a planning authority, as a town planner, I have no expertise in road design. I can only assume that as the road authority, the state growth, that they have done the engineering works required to construct the road to a standard. I don't know what that standard is. But as a planning authority, whatever standard they're making to is not part of what we assess.
Thank you. Councillor Dornoff, sorry.
Thank you, Ms. Mayor, through you. I just wanted to raise the issues regarding biosecurity matters. As a farmer within the district, our business is extremely vulnerable to biosecurity through obviously interactions, cross-farm interactions, through lumpy skin disease. The list is endless. So I certainly hear your concerns and I see them, and I would like to see further consultation on these processes. It seems like there's a gaping hole with any form of application of this nature between the state government and the stakeholders. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Dorn. Councillor Clyder.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I would really like to thank everybody who's spoken today, and I have read the written representations, I'm not kidding, at least 10 times, and really studied them. And I do appreciate the angst and the concern, and thank you very much. I've got Madeline raised a question about the missing page of the application form in the agenda, and there's no signed declaration, that's not in the agenda. There's only one page of the application form.
That's a question through Krista.
Sorry, yes, through Krista. Sorry, I'm learning.
No, that's all right.
I look like a cabbage and I am green. Yep.
Through you, Mr Mayor. Thank you, Anne-Marie. Yes, the signature page is intentionally left out of the agenda documents for that we do have it, and it is signed, obviously correctly endorsed, but those pages are always left out of the, that single page with the owner or applicant signatures is never produced in the application, in the agenda documents.
Okay, thank you for that clarification. I do have a couple of other comments to make. The first thing is when the people with the most vested interest in the safety of the road are writing 10 extremely detailed and lengthy representations against those three parcels of land, it really makes me sit up and take notice. I don't fully understand why only those three parcels of land the state growth is using this application for, whereas there is obviously a lot more land going on. I don't understand why the process is like that. And I believe that as a planning authority, according to the LUPAA, we have to act fairly orderly and in a sustainable way, and it just doesn't look orderly to me the way this process is being done. One representation that really captured my attention was the one by the Browns, who've basically been told that if the road gets really busy, they are going to have to put in a stop crossing at their own cost, which is around about $400,000. The land is zoned agricultural. They're an agricultural business, and yet basically, I know this isn't part of the application, but it's a flow-on effect to me. So should this road get even busier, we are going, this widening of the road and with all the trucks is going to really financially disadvantage an agricultural business. So I did come into this with a really open mind, but after listening to everything, I don't feel I can support it.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Dudman.
Thank you, Mayor Johnson. Thank you also for coming in and speaking with us, for making your representations on paper and for speaking with me in the community, as I know many of you have. I agree with the councillors that have spoken that there is an issue with transparency communication with the landholders, and that is something that I've long campaigned on and will continue to push and advocate for on your behalf in this place and with other levels of government. There are severe flow-on effects that we can see throughout this entire application. However, what we are limited to is what is before us and what has been brought forward in the application, and that's what Council needs to turn its mind to when making this decision. On that basis, I will be supporting this motion, but I do look forward to joining Councillor Temple afterwards with his motion that he's putting forward.
Thanks, Councillor. For my part, I'm actually disappointed that this government continues to not learn.
Yeah.
As Lockie said, as Councillor Dornock said, as a landowner, we do not want people that we don't know going across our land with foot and mouth, with lumpy skin disease, or anybody going across our land. So I'm undecided yet. I'll just leave it at that at the moment. So, but open it up for more discussion if there is any. Councillor Dornoff?
If this is a repeat discussion, are we advocating enough as a local council to the state government?
No. In my view, the GM may have a different view, but I guess from my point of view, unaware of what the work was intended for Beverley Road in the past. I mean, it's in our agenda papers, it's been in front of us for a week or so. It would have been really good to have had a heads up, and that may have been a heads up within council prior to that, but listening to the landowners' concerns today, they're not pulling their weight as far as the state government goes. And it's about time they did. Jim, any comments?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, the only comment I'd make is that there are two distinct issues at hand. One is the planning authority decision, and understanding and respecting the process, the scope and the implications of that decision. quite separate to that, as Councillor Temple has indicated, there are broader issues in terms of how the state have gone about the consultation and informing residents or not informing residents affected by this. I'd encourage councillors to make that separation in their decision making. Approval under the planning scheme is one thing, advocacy by council on behalf of residents is another.
Thanks, Jim. Okay, open up any further discussions, councillors? Councillor Temple?
Mr. Mayor, could I ask, you know, should really the planning side of things aside, the mode we're in, should the state government really perhaps just shelve this for the time being and come back and, dare I say, do it properly?
I can't answer that question, Councillor.
Well, I'm afraid, Mr. Mayor, that's the feeling I'm left with.
I can't answer that on behalf of the state. The state have put this forward, so.
Yes.
Councillor Dorner?
My concern with that would be the level of traffic isn't diminishing over that period of time where they would be waiting. So I'd suggest that a decision would need to be made regarding alternate routes or road upgrades, whatever it might be.
No, I'm simply... It seems that this process has not been done as well as it could be. I'm not against this. I think everyone in the room wants Birredlea Road upgraded. I don't think there's a person... I'm not hearing that there's anyone here that doesn't want it upgraded. But the state government has arguably gone around this whole process the wrong way. They've got people offside. And certainly they, dare I say it, they did it with the prison. We've been down this track before. It could be done so much better.
Absolutely. And it puts us as councillors in a position where we're supposed to make decisions.
A shocking position that... You know, should the state government go away, come back a month later, having rigorously done this properly?
I guess that's not in front of us at the moment.
I realise that, Mr. Mayor, but it's
I understand what you're saying.
The whole thing I find inappropriate.
All right. Any other discussion, councillors? If not, I'll be putting the motion forward. I'll go back to the second of the motion, Councillor Lee, for any follow-up discussion.
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor. I've spent a lot of time on this particular item. Visited the site yesterday. Back in the 70s, I did all the accounting for that road. I know how much work's gone into it. I know about the landslips in the area. But to get the ball rolling, I will be supporting this today to get these three parcels approved. And I want further action on the road itself. Big action. Big time. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron, it's a move of the motion.
I thank everybody for their comments, and I guess it's just a good indication that we really need to pull our finger out and start helping you guys advocate, because it's not, like I said, it's not good enough, so thank you.
Okay, on the basis, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Johnson, Cameron, House, Lee, Dudman, Dornoff. Against, Loader, Temple. Motion is passed. Thank you. We now move out of Planning Authority. So those that are in the chambers that need or would like to...
You want to move? Deal with
John.
Sorry, John.
Now I'd like to move... Now that we're back in normal council mode,
yep.
I'd like to move a motion in relation... to the Birredlea Road upgrade.
Okay, Councillor Temple, yes.
I sent that motion to Jackie.
Sorry, Gallery, we've got a motion that's in front of us.
And
in relation to this.
Which is up before you. From the speakers that spoke during the last item, I'm wondering if entrances and underpasses ought to be added to my little wish list along the bottom there. I think the motion is self-explanatory.
Just that John
can commend it to you. Oh, the entrances and underpasses were things that ought to be considered, both underpasses for stock and underpasses for wildlife, and entrances to properties that are safe with good visual line of sight. So, yes, if those can be...
The
bridges.
They're not there.
Second one.
No, I'm just wondering if they can be added.
They're there. They're up. They're up there.
Yeah. Underpass, good. Okay, thank you.
Hands going out.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, just in terms of point two, I'd suggest that the general manager is not, I myself, is not able to ensure good communication with the landowners from the state government. That's an outcome that I am unable to guarantee. What we should be pursuing, I suspect, is that that we advocate strongly for the ongoing and early consultation, and that the landowners' views, needs, call them what you will, are expressed early on in the piece and are adequately responded to by the state. The motion is put is an overreach of my ability and authority to deliver. So I'm more than happy to take it on, but I just can't ensure. Thank you.
Happy to
say that. Happy to accept that amendment.
So we just need to get the amendment right before we actually have more discussion, councillors.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd sort of suggest that Strait Grove to advocate and as appropriate, facilitate good communication with the landowner. So it's a little bit stronger than just advocate. So.
Happy with that, John, before I open up for discussion?
Can I make a suggestion, John, before we...
One suggestion and then Ben's up.
I just wonder, John, if instead of actually listing the items, it may be better to leave it more broad because we may just think of other things outside of this.
Well, if we could have it, this may include those items.
Possibly. I just don't want to limit it too much.
Okay, that's good.
Ben. Just like to second the motion when you get to
that. Okay. Any other discussion before I put the motion up, just to make sure your councillors are happy with and that John has the move and the motion is happy? Jackie?
Just editing it again. Say include. Is that the intent?
Can I?
It should be and semicolon, shouldn't it?
This may include, but not limited to.
Come on, Emery, you should pick up on that.
The mere language is a tool for communication. As long as you get the message across, it's okay. And I think it should have bridges in there.
I think, as Steph said, the broader we go...
Well, I still think bridges was a big theme here, so that's why...
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I'd simply sort of say facilitate good communication with the landowners to provide a satisfactory response to a landowner and representor concerns, including such issues, covering such issues as... but you want to.
Yeah, I don't want to make it too.
You can list a dozen different things, but you're still going to miss out on things. To the deputy mayor's point.
Happy.
We just have to go down and bang on the table and tell them they're a bunch of. Right. Yeah. Happy with that, John?
I'm happy. The general manager's happy.
Right, Ben, second of that. Okay. Yes. Would you like to speak to this as the move of the motion, Councillor Tennant?
No, I'd just like to commend it to all councillors.
And Councillor Dudman as the second of the motion.
I would like to. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Like I said, I didn't believe that in my position as a planning authority I could vote against that. However, I do believe we do need to improve across all levels of government communication with people affected by these decisions. And that's why I'm incredibly proud to be seconding this motion alongside Councillor Temple, and I hope that the councillors here do support it. No, because we do need to improve and we do need to do better. That's something that I'm committed to and I'm sure people are listening to that as well.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors. Councillor House.
Thank you, Mayor, Mayor Wayne. I'm really disappointed, I suppose, that the level of transparency today has been so poor for all the representatives. I think that's an indictment on the part of state growth, and I really commend everyone for coming in and outlining those concerns. They're very valid concerns, there's no question about that. I, like Councillor Dudman, was unable to vote against that proposal on the basis of planning, but certainly transparency seems to be lacking here quite badly, and it's quite disappointing that should happen. and people should be left in that position with biosecurity, with those types of things, with people still waiting for answers after all that time. I think it's quite disappointing, and I support the motion that really should be doing much better in that respect.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillors, any other discussion for or with the motion? If not, Councillor Dudman has a second or anything to add? Councillor Temple? Okay, if not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. Okay, so public gallery, if you wish to leave, we're moving on to corporate services or something like that, if you want to. Steph, I'm going to have to ask you to take the chair.
How are you doing? I've got
time for this coming out.
I'm actually way too nice to be in this chair, so you can get away with anything. So the Mayor's just had to step out of the room. He's got some important issues that have just come up, so thanks very much, Mayor. First day on the job.
There's no election because.
So we'll move on to corporate services, council audit panel, receipt of minutes. John, did you want to speak to this at all or before we move further?
So, through you, Deputy Mayor, the item is to receive the minutes of the meeting that were conducted with our two council representatives and our two independent representatives through the chair, Mr. Andrew Gray. So that meeting occurred on the 27th of September, and the minutes have been reviewed by the chair and the general manager, and there is an accurate minute of that meeting.
Thank you. So with that, I'll call for someone to move the motion. Thanks, John. Is there a seconder? Oh, I should call you Councillor Temple, sorry. Councillor Temple. Councillor Dornoff.
Temple and Dornoff?
Yeah, sorry. Would either of you like to speak, John? Councillor Temple, would you like to speak?
Well, I'd just like to say for those that will perhaps find themselves on future future meetings that, you know, I found Mr. Gray an excellent chair, and Mr. Clark adds great value to the panel, and it's been a delight to be part of it, and it does some very good work, worthwhile work.
And thank you for your time on that. Councillor Dornoff is a seconder. Do you have anything you'd like to
say? I'd like to thank Councillor Temple for his time on the panel, and look forward to hearing of its future, and hopefully it can be a mentor for the incoming councillors.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on this motion? Okay, so I'll put it to a vote. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Unanimous. Motion carried. Am I right now to go into governance? I don't want to skip a page. Okay, governance. Council Representation Committee and External Organisations. Jackie Parker. Would you like to speak on this at all, Jackie?
Just briefly to reference the discussion had just prior to this meeting. Obviously, we've just had an election, so there was a short period of time in which the new councillors were able to get across their role. And there is now on display, and this will be included in the minutes, a table showing the nominations.
Thanks, Jackie. And really thank you to everybody that put their hand up. I think in the past we may have struggled to fill some of the positions with some of the time requirements. So it was great to see so many keen new faces on some of these committees, and my personal view is they can be very rewarding. So is there a mover for the motion? Councillor Loader. And anyone like to second it? Councillor Harris. As a mover of the motion, would you like to say, Councillor Loader?
I think we're all looking forward to representing Meander Valley Council on all these diverse different opportunities. So, yes, thank you.
Councillor Harris.
I just agree wholeheartedly. I mean, it's a great opportunity here for us to get more heavily involved and to learn a lot of new skills as we go. So, I think it's a terrific time for us all to be involved in those committees where we have the chance.
Thank you. Just open it up for discussion if anyone else has anything they'd like to add. No, don't need to go back to the mover or seconder. So, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour say aye and raise their hands.
I am.
I want you to say aye. Really loudly.
Aye.
Yeah, it's unanimous. Beauty, guys. Thank you. You have to tell me if I forgot to do anything. Yes. Oh, now I have to do the tricky part.
You do.
Can I have a cheat sheet?
Motion to close the meeting.
Okay, can I have a motion to close the meeting and then we'll move into the closed proceedings? Councillor Temple? Someone want to second that?
Yeah.
Councillor Dudman is keen. So we're going to move into the closed session now. So thank you to all those
members of the gallery.
Oh, do we have to vote on that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolute majority.
I'm pretty sure you all want to move into the closed session. All those in favour, please say aye.
Oh,
and raise your beautiful three ticks. Okay, now we're in closed. Did I get that far?